With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We're live on NBC Sports Washington. Presented by our friends at Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Sports Junkies and home of the five-star technician. They're online at cropmetcalf.com. It's Bish, Cake, CB, and JP. That's the foursome. Coming up at 9:20, your chance to win Dave Matthews Band tickets as we play Zippy Dollar Pyramid on a game show Wednesday. Then we have our golf pool selections at 9:45.
We will release the draft order after the Mike Rizzo interview.
That's correct, too.
But Mike Rizzo does join us right now on the Mattress Warehouse Hotline. Joins us every Wednesday. He's the president of baseball ops, general manager of the Nationals as we go in the clubhouse. Presented by Burke and Herbert Bank, unexpectedly different. Hey, Mike.
Morning, guys. How are you?
What did you do during your break? Or did you have a break?
Not much of a break. I was in the office a couple of days and just kind of relaxed and, was kind of a normal person for a while. Went out to dinner a few times and, just relaxed. Kind of a staycation in Washington, D.C.
Did you hit Dudley's?
You may have.
I hit a few establishments, yes. And, Dudley's is always on my list of places to hit.
Of course it is.
Mike, can you believe how built up the area around Navy Yard and around the stadium has gotten over the last, like 3 to 5 years.
Well, this is amazing. What it was supposed to be. It just took a while to happen.
No doubt. I think the renovations and the revitalization went faster than most cities that build ballparks, and it's done marvelous things for it. I live there. I live in Navy Yards. I've been there for about six. I've lived in the Navy Yards for about 6 years, and this is my 13th year in Washington D.C. being a resident, and to see the what has sprung up there, and there's still like 7 or 8 cranes building new buildings every day down there. It's remarkable. It's a testament to what a franchise can do for a city and what a city can do for a franchise. It's beautiful.
What do you do in Baltimore after a win?
We didn't do much. We had a drink or two here where we stay at the Inner Harbor here, and so we had a drink and just went to sleep and get ready for another game today.
Do it tonight again. Well, Mike, you've been a baseball lifer, right? It's been your deal. Now, when you look back on that start, was that as frustrating a start as you? I'm sure you've been on teams that have struggled, or been a part of teams that have struggled. Now that you look back on it, A, as frustrating a start as you've ever been sort of a part of, and B, you knew they were better, but did you think you'd get this hot? Did you ever see this hot streak coming for this extended period of time coming?
We thought, going into it, to answer the first part of the question, we on a team that was supposed to win, associated with bad teams before. I was with Arizona when we lost 111 games.
Right.
Not a fun season.
But you kind of knew you were going to be bad.
But exactly. You know you're going to be bad. Your expectations are settled, and you're working on things. You're rebuilding. You're watching your young players play in those situations. This was the most frustrating 2 months that I've ever had as an executive and as a baseball guy.
Right.
Just because of all the things that happened. It just kind of roller coastered and dominoed on us. It was Trey Turner goes down, and then Soto goes down, Rendon goes down, Zim goes down, Adams goes down, two of our starting pitchers go down, all in a big bulk of the season. And then you're playing the toughest part of your season really was in those first 2 months. And I remember going into the clubhouse when we were on the road trip that we went Philly for 3, Milwaukee for 3, and Los Angeles for 4. in the lineup card on the wall, I go to Davey. I said, how are you going to pull this one off? You know what I mean? With the lineup that we were featuring there, it was, you know, several AAA players, and we had, you know, bench players that were playing every day. We had pitchers that we have high regard to, but we thought that needed more season in the minor leagues. We've got these guys in prominent roles against some big time teams, and we're just treading water to keep our nose afloat and from not drowning totally. So again, a testament to that coaching staff and to Davey. He kept this club together when it could have splintered off very, very easily. I didn't hear and I didn't notice, and I'm around all the time, one young player pointing a finger and blaming somebody else, either on the record or anonymously. There was nobody backbiting the manager. Everything was handled professionally and the way a big league team should. I thought all along, to answer your second part of the question, I thought all along that this was going to be a good team. I thought we were a 90-92 win-ish team coming out of spring training, and that's how we attacked this season and the off season and early on in the season. So when it doesn't go your way, you try and find remedies for it and some fixes. And again, coaching staff and our minor league staff, our development staff that kept developing these players that we could bring up to kind of stopgap these things till we got healthy are to be commended.
Talking to Mike Rizzo, R-I-Z-Z-O, Case.
Yes, that's how it's spelled.
Hey Mike, can you tell us if Max is going to pitch in the Atlanta series?
I can't tell you yet because I don't know. Seriously, we're going to find out today. He's going to throw and see where he's at. He felt a little bit better yesterday in his throwing program. So we're going to see when we get to the ballpark. I'll alert the media as soon as we figure out what our next step is with Max. But if he's capable of pitching, he will. If he's not, we will save him until he's ready. We're not going to. We're still in July, and guarantee you this: if this is September and we needed this win,
right,
you couldn't keep Max off the mound. Sometimes I have to be the adult in the room and just say, sorry, buddy, not this time. And we're going to look at the big picture instead of tonight's game.
So was this, I lost my headphones. Was this his call? Was this your call to shut him down?
The disabled list or the injury list?
Yeah.
No, he had to back out of the All-Star game because of the back and he was incapable of pitching the way Max Scherzer pitches. So we all decided to put him on the IL.
I would love for him.
Ultimately, they are my decision. Ultimately, to put a guy on the IL is the GM's decision, along with obviously with our medical personnel.
Right. Understood. But I was just wondering.
It was a no-brainer to you. It was a no-brainer.
But I was wondering, like, did Max just say, look, I just really can't do it right this second? You know what I mean?
Yeah. We're in contact. We communicate with the players, and some players are honest with you, some players aren't. It's their competitive edge and that type of thing. Max knows his body very well, and he's a very good resource to figure out how well he's feeling.
Joined by Mike Rizzo, the Nats GM, president of baseball operations. So you have the trade deadline coming up here in a couple weeks, and right now you're sitting atop the wild card standings, just five back in the loss column in the division with all those games against Atlanta left. So I'm wondering, in a hypothetical world, if a GM called you up and said, I have this trade proposal for Anthony Rendon, would you just laugh at him? What happens?
For us to trade Rendon?
Yeah, if somebody offered you something.
Like a great package.
You know, it would have to be something that wouldn't make sense for us to turn down and probably wouldn't make sense for them to acquire. But obviously we're always listening and we're always talking to people. But I don't anticipate moving Anthony Rendon, no.
Not when you're two games up in a wild card.
Have you ever actually laughed on the other end of the phone when somebody made an offer to you?
Oh, I guarantee.
Like, you have to have just laughed, guys. You just can't be serious with this offer.
Laughed, scoffed at times, said nasty things to him. But
right.
Yeah, we've and had him said to me. So,
right. said nasty yeah. things.
That's hilarious. So what is, you know, I assume then, you know, we got to be really comfortable with where you are right now, because especially considering that start. Can we assume that there are going to be some tweaks here across the deadline? There always are with you. You always seem to make a few more moves.
Yeah, we always try to, you know, we always try to plan. Actually, our preseason plan, we always factor in that there's a possibility we could make a move at the deadline. We budget for it. We prepare for it. And there's often seasons that we have acquired player or players. There's also seasons where we trade players away, and think that you know, we've been most recently in acquire mode because, you know, we've had a chance to win the last 8 seasons, and we're you know, I think we're in that mode again. But that's not to say that you can't be a hybrid. You can't move some pieces and make yourself better for this year and beyond. And we're always strategizing and forecasting, you know, where we're going to be at, not only this year but in years beyond us, beyond this year. And we have to be prepared for all those scenarios. But, you know, we're an aggressive front office. We're an aggressive ownership group. And if there's a deal to be made that would help us prepare for, you know, meaningful games in September and beyond, we've shown in the past that we're capable of doing that. We're not afraid to make a trade, and we always have our ears open and
let me ask you this, Mike.
Preparing to do it.
I assume in years past, right before these guys had made their debuts, you know, everybody knew about the reputation of Soto, Robles, even Keboom. And I assume those are guys that they called about, and you just said no, 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 and that you're obviously not going to move those guys now. Who are the guys now that they're calling? Who does everybody want when they're calling you?
Well, it depends what situation you're in. If you're a team that's buying, you know, everybody wants, you know, your players that are performing well, that usually have control. You know, players call, you know, we get calls about Doolittle a lot. You get calls about Rendon. Mm-hmm. You get calls about Turner. You know, calls have kind of stopped about Soto and Robles.
Right, because they know.
Right.
Yeah.
Untouchable.
Yeah, as untouchable as you could be as a player, just because they're good players and they're controlled and they're,
right,
you know, cost efficient and that type of thing. So, but, you know, once teams see that you're kind of in playing well mode, and yet you're going to be buyers instead of sellers, then kind of the conversations kind of switch to, you know, how can we make a deal that helps us both, you know, this year and beyond. And if you can get a match there, then, you know, talks continue and move on, you know, briskly. But oftentimes they're, you know, tire kicking type of conversation. Say, what are you guys looking for? Oh, we're looking to buy, we're looking to sell, and that type of thing. What are you looking to do? And then if it doesn't fit what you're trying to do, then you rarely circle back to them. But there's a list of teams that we've contacted this year and that we've talked to, and there's certain lists of teams that have contacted us.
I was just looking back at the draft where Mike Trout was selected, because he's clearly the best player in baseball, might win another MVP. And that was the draft where he took Strasburg. But with the 10th pick, you took Drew Storen, who was, I would say, was a hit as well.
Mm-hmm.
But Trout went much later in the first round. I'm wondering if you ever look back at those things, like, what were you thinking about Mike Trout at the time? Did you have any expectations that he would be the player that he's become?
No, if I
they did, they would have taken him over Strassi. Right.
Yeah, I mean, he was a player from a cold weather climate in Jersey, and a high school player and that type of thing. And we don't forget also that the 10th pick for Storen was an unprotected pick. So that was a pick that we had to sign the player or we would lose him, because of the rules, because that was a pick for not signing our first round draft the year before, if you remember that.
So, compensation.
The 10th pick. Yeah. It was a compensation pick for not signing the draft pick from the year before. So it was unprotected. So if you didn't sign that player, you don't get the compensation picks the following year, you lose that pick. So we had to factor that into it. And we liked Storm, and it was a guy that we liked. A good arm. We knew he was a fast mover. We knew he's a possible closing candidate, and you know, when you factor in the amount of money we had to allocate for Strauss, that was our strategy. So hindsight is always beneficial, and certainly you would take Trout with one of those two picks. It would be nice. We had Strasburg, Trout, and Harper in those two years of class.
Right. I'm blanking. It's going to be interesting to see what happens since you only have the one deadline on July 31st, because teams have to decide, are we buyers, are we sellers? Are we in, are we out? Are we going for this, or are we not? As opposed to, you know, last year and years past where you had the two deadlines. So, and there are, you know, a handful of teams, five or six teams in each league that are right there in the wild card. It's going to be, do you expect a lot of activity because of that rule change?
I expect a little bit more activity than normal, just because there's only one deadline. You know, we've made a lot of deals after that July 31st deadline, and so have a lot of other teams. So, yeah, it kind of forces your hand to make a decision on the route that you're going to take for the 19 season. And I think it'll be an active trading deadline, and I think you'll see teams that are both buyers and sellers at the same time because of only the one deadline, and I think that you'll see a lot more activity.
Mm-hmm. Mike, we're all pulling for Dean S. from Monrovia, banking on the cycle tonight with Burke and Herbert Bank. Dean's already taking home a $100 gift card, but if any Washington baseball player hits for the cycle during tonight's game, he'll also take home $100,000, courtesy of Burke and Herbert Bank. Enter for your chance to bank on the cycle during next Wednesday's game. Details at thefandc.com/contest. We will talk to you again next week. Best of luck in Baltimore and in Atlanta.
Thank you, Mike.
Great, guys. Talk to you next week. Thanks.
All right, buddy. Good stuff.
They actually get a break weather-wise in Atlanta. It's not going to be like 99 or 100 degrees.
Is that what it's going to be? What's it going to be today?
Today it's going to be like mid-90s, I think, somewhere around there.
Just but brutally hot.
Saturday and Sunday, I think they're calling for like 99 to 100 with heat indexes like in the 110s.
I played golf yesterday. JP played golf. Jason played golf. Were you guys like me? I mean, literally, my shirt was drenched.
Yep.
When I got off the course,
I was hot, but you know what? Because the round moved so fast for me, because I finished in
under three hours.
Because I was in the cart all the time. I'd just hit a ball and I'd get in the cart, which is like
speed golf.
Hit a ball, get in the cart.
But I had like boob and belly sweat and, you know, butt sweat.
There's no way to avoid it. It's unavoidable.
I brought a change of clothes and took a shower.
Yeah.
Because that's what I can't get into a car with a sweaty shirt and just.
I had the shirt, but I said, I just drove home. I had the extra shirt. Didn't even bother to
take it off.
You don't take advantage of the shade on each hole?
Dude, I'm talking about on the putting green before even the round even started. I mean, it was
shade
drenched.
Out there.
I didn't do
drenched.
A putting green for 45 minutes.
Oh, it was hot. Definitely hot.
We're just soaking wet.
I got my tee time and went.
I get sized, though, to lose the water
when I play.
I get
right
on the scale when I get home.
I didn't do the putting green for 45 seconds. I went in.
You're not surprised.
You could tell. You could see
you
could tell.
You saw the results on the course.
Had a solid back nine. Front nine,
fine.
Not so
it's
much.
I'm done. I might be done permanently.
Although he just walked off on one hole.
I lost two balls.
X.
I had
said X.
I just said, you know, I told JP, I said, give me whatever you want. Give me an 8 or a 10.
I gave him
a
7. I hooked him a little
I don't care at this point. How can I care about something I don't care about?
By the way, I got to thank Chris Farley and a nice box of Nike Pegasus showed up at the house yesterday.
Very nice. From Pacers running stores.
From Pacers. Yes,
yeah.
I saw there
were
some new Hokas. I saw an ad for it, Chris. Just saying.
Yeah, they're dropping so many hits.
It just showed up on my – why did that show up? Did I mention Hoka recently?
I don't know.
Because an ad just showed
Maybe.
Up on my my Instagram.
While we're thanking people, I want to thank Tom Healy for setting up my son at Blue Mash. I didn't play, but my son played with a pal. Then they got rained on after nine holes. But still,
I
thank
knew
you.
It. Remember, I predicted that.
You
I
did,
said,
yes.
I said, there's no chance he gets 18.
I got nine.
This was what, yesterday?
No, a couple days ago.
This is a few days
last
ago. Last week.
It sprinkled a little bit. I had a little bit of sprinkle and cloud cover for the –
a little bit.
All right, coming up next, it is a Game Show Wednesday brought to you by our friends at MGM National Harbor.
When are we doing this draft?
Every day is monumental at MGM National Harbor. We're going to come back. We're going to play Zippy Dollar Pyramid.
Right.
Because we have Dave Matthews Band tickets on the line. They're coming to Jiffy Lube Live.
Very good.
Then we're going to do the draft. The draft order is set. Jason Bishop's on the clock with the number one pick.
Yes, he is.
That's coming up at 9:45. But next, you can call us at 800-636-1067 for your chance to win Dave Matthews Band tickets.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
First four putts, I would just leave the course.
Adam apparently is going to be back on Sports Talk on News Channel 8.
Ah, good for
tonight.
Him.
Tonight. Yeah, we shave tonight?
No, I got the haircut. I'm looking good.
Okay.
But we're talking Redskins training camp.
And who is the host?
Is Aaron
tonight?
Hawksworth still doing that?
No, it's a Chip Breer. He actually came from Richmond.
Oh, okay. Whatever happened to Aaron Hawksworth?
She was doing a podcast yesterday at Pamplona.
Oh, she was?
Look at that. World's colliding.
I know, right?
That's butt crazy.
Who was she doing with?
I heard her on our air recently.
Yeah, I'm
on 106.7 The Fan.
I like Hawk.
That's crazy.
I like
but she's
Hawk.
No longer doing Sports Talk, at least every night. So,
oh, okay.
Anyway, you can see Adam tonight on Sports Talk. But we got a bunch of people who want to try and win Dave Matthews Band tickets. We're going to play Zippy Dollar Pyramid. We've decided 45 seconds is what the listeners will have.
Ooh.
Once they choose a junkie to help them get these six answers.
I forget how you do it. You have to give clues.
You give clues. You just can't use the word.
Any kind of clues. Rapid. But you could do like a sentence. Like give
absolutely.
Just do an example. Don't use the ones you have. Just give me an example because I don't watch these dumb games.
There are categories. And you have to give types of the categories.
Right. So let's just say it was wide receivers.
Right.
So
I'm the all-time greatest. I'm a type of food.
Jerry Rice.
Yes.
All right.
Oh, I thought. No. If wide receivers was the was the category,
like,
you would just say Jerry Rice.
You go Julio Jones.
Julio Jones.
Odell Beckham.
No. But there's a category, and then there's six answers in the category. You have to get all six in the category. We'll play the game. You'll figure it out.
Oh,
who's our first contestant?
I think you guys are playing different games.
I think we're playing different games.
We need to do another example.
We're definitely playing different games.
Yeah. That's why I asked.
I have categories where are you feeling okay? Because I think you've got your games mixed up, or maybe I do.
Zippy Dollar Pyramid. He has Big Ten schools, so the person would have, like, I would give Michigan, Michigan State, Penn State, and you have to guess Big Ten schools.
Well, you can play that way. Do you have six?
Yes, for each.
So yours doesn't have a theme. Yours is kind of a potpourri of six answers.
It's a hodgepodge.
See, when you play, if you ever watch The Pyramid, it's been a long time. I mean, Michael Strahan hosts it right now.
Yeah.
You pick the category.
Michael Strahan hosts The Pyramid?
Yes,
yeah,
and it'll
he does.
Be something like Things That Hum, for example, right?
Ah, okay.
And so then that little triangle would flip, and then there would be six things that hum that you would. Actually, I think on the actual game, it's seven.
Maybe I'm doing a variation.
Yeah.
I think it'll work.
We'll go with my three categories first.
Let's go with yours.
We'll go with your game.
Drabby, let's just do 10th caller.
This is why I love caller 10.
That's right.
Exactly.
You're right.
This is miscommunication amongst ourselves.
It's an interaction. Let's do
blackjack.
Explain the show to you. The show's just the interaction.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter what we're
saying.
It's 8 minutes of JP now explaining the rules.
All right. Well, it wasn't just AP. JP, we were all interacting.
I can wrap it up in a nutshell.
Remember when blackjack was too confusing?
Alice in Chains. You sleep on it.
Yeah,
sure, mine is just a slight variant.
All right. Yeah. Okay, I think it'll work.
It's all good.
All right, so how
all
many
is well.
What do we need? Two contestants?
One contestant. If they nail 6 in 45 seconds, we hook them with the
prize. Trav wants to buy a revolver as soon as the show is over.
Right. All right, let's go to
Next
Mike.
Next time, it'll go smoother.
Yes, it will.
Mike. Or we'll forget the rules again.
In Bethesda.
What's up, Mike?
All right, Mike.
Morning,
pick a number 1 through 3.
Let's do 2.
You're going to go with 2. All right, your category is twofers. Now, which of the junkies would you like to give you clues in the category of twofers?
Let's go with Eric Rickle.
All right, EB, take a quick look.
Are you Eric Rickle today?
He is Eric Rickle. You're now helping Mike.
You can
go see Dave Matthews.
6 in 45 seconds.
Well, you were Eric Rickle when you talked about four putting.
Oh, yeah.
Well.
He was Rick Rickle.
One of these or the bottom one?
The bottom one, he chose category number two, which is actually the category's twofers. There are six entries there. Can you read my writing?
Yes.
45 seconds on the clock, and they start.
JP likes this
now.
Stuff.
All right. Florida quarterback, jump throws, plays for the Mets now. Lefty.
Tebow.
Who?
Tebow, yeah.
Right, right. Prime time.
Deion Sanders.
Thank you. Silly Nike poster. White Sox, artificial hip.
Frank Thomas.
Royals. Raiders. Monday Night
Bo
Football.
Jackson. Bo Jackson.
Right.
That's right, Bo.
Can't read that.
Bo knows.
23. The most famous 23 of
Jordan.
All time.
Yes.
Yeah. I can't read that name.
just make one up.
All right. Quarterback. Can I say for the team?
Yes.
Quarterback for the Seahawks.
Russell Wilson.
Okay.
Oh, okay. Oh, let me give him 5 seconds. I think five extra seconds because he couldn't read my
I couldn't
writing.
Read that name. I couldn't read it.
Does he have one left for the win?
Cardinals.
Kyler Murray.
Got it.
Got it.
Did he get it?
Thank you.
You know what? We're going to be nice for hooking you up with the Dave Matthews Band tickets.
Could you read that? I couldn't read that.
You're getting tickets, my friend.
It said Lyler.
I mean,
he can't write.
This is terrible handwriting.
Thank you.
This is some of the worst chicken scratch I've seen in a while.
I told you to read it before. Tickets are on sale through Live Nation, Ticketmaster, and the Jiffy Lube Live box office, courtesy of Live Nation. Details at thefandc.com/contest. Who's our next contestant?
I kind of like that. I kind of had fun with it.
It's a fun game.
You can do it again.
Let's go to Adam in D.C. Because you could say anything.
Yeah.
You can basically say the clue.
Yeah, what's up?
All right, Adam, do you understand the game?
You
have to choose the number one or two.
Come on, Adam, pick me. I'm silly
one.
At it.
We're going with
Rick. I'd rather have Mr.
Rick Rickle wants you to do it. He's on fire.
All right.
No, I don't trust him. I want Mr. Oingo Boingo, Mr. Lurch.
All right.
Why do you like me?
The category is all Italian.
Oh.
All right, you ready? When are we starting?
I think you can go when you start. Clue.
Oh, okay. Sports car, usually red.
Ferrari.
Yeah, there you go. Pepperoni, sausage, green pepper.
Pizza.
There you go.
Meat.
Kind of like ice cream, but not kind of like custard, but you know, not really.
Gelato.
There you go. Can't read that. A coffee drink.
Help him with what he
Espresso.
Can't read.
Espresso.
There you go.
Hurting writing.
All right. Dessert. Kind of like pie, but I don't really like it. It's a little too sweet for me. Usually got chocolate in it.
No idea.
Mousse.
Mousse.
What is this?
It's all Italian.
Okay. All right. In Rome, the big building. Gladiator.
Vatican.
No, Gladiator. Still kill people in it.
The Colosseum.
I think I would never get that.
He just didn't pull tiramisu.
What else could I give?
What else could
I?
Colosseum.
He couldn't read Colosseum.
I saw call.
Call.
What else could I? What else could I have given for tiramisu?
Kind of custard.
Dessert starts with a T.
I did like your clue. Like it's too sweet for me. I don't like it.
I'm not a big tiramisu fan.
I think I've had tiramisu.
I like some tiramisu.
I'm not quite sure I could ID it.
Yeah, right? I think it is layered.
Like, what does it look like?
Like cake.
It's like a cake.
It's
cake.
How do you spell tiramisu? This is how uncultured I am.
T-I-R-A-M-S-U?
All right, I need to see a picture of tiramisu.
M-I-S-U, maybe.
How about this? Lock, you've had it before.
I didn't have one.
Sure, I have.
I had more gelato than... I didn't have any tiramisu in Italy.
Oh, I
had a lot of gelato.
I think I would love that.
It is good. It is tasty.
You say it's too sweet? No such thing.
It's just a little... I don't know, but it's just a little... Too creamy? I don't know if that's the word. It's just a little too sweet. I don't like the texture.
All right, let's punch up.
Cheesecake, much better.
When I'm on my deathbed, hopefully.
Cheesecake.
50 years from now.
Greater than sign to your mistake.
All I want you to
factually
do.
Factually incorrect.
When I'm on my deathbed and they said, it's over. You're done, Ski. We're just waiting for you to just croak. All I want you to do is bring me sugar and cheese.
Pass the sugar.
That's all I want you to do.
Just sugar? Don't you need something with the sugar?
Ice cream.
Oh, yeah.
And just cheese.
Yeah.
I want you to just give that to me. Just every visitor.
Yeah. An IV.
I like it.
Yeah, keep me alive until our last breath so I could just inhale.
You keep eating those, you'll be on your deathbed pretty soon.
Who's up next? Zippy Dollar Pyramid.
All right.
I'll tell you what not to give me. Olives,
guacamole,
hummus.
What
else do I hate? Artichokes,
coconut. Do you like coconut?
Hearts of palm.
I like hearts of palm. I put that in my salad.
All gross.
Andrew, who do you want to give you the clues?
I'm going to go with Bickle.
All right, I'm good at this game.
It's Rickle today.
I can look at it first.
No, I'm just telling him these are things that spin.
Oh, maybe I'm not. Maybe I
can
won't
you
be
read
good.
All of the
your head when you're doing this game.
All right.
Oh,
I can read them all. All right.
Okay. So you got 45 seconds on the clock.
Give the first clue.
Yeah.
All right. Donald Trump, Nancy Pelosi, Paul Ryan,
politician.
Thank you. Roger Federer. Djokovic.
Tennis.
You have a racket and a
ball. No,
right. It's good.
Yes.
on your car, the thing that you drive on.
The wheels.
Right.
Oh,
the bachelorette had sex in this.
A windmill.
Yeah.
Windmill.
Silly. Yeah. It's that toy with a string that you throw down on the ground.
A yo-yo.
And
yeah.
Jason needs one to go to sleep. It spins, and he needs the sound.
106.7.
The fan.
I crushed that.
You're
one.
A winner. You get a pair of tickets to see Dave Matthews Band this Saturday.
I found my new wheelhouse.
At Jiffy Lube Live.
$50 pyramid.
Tickets still available through Live Nation, Ticketmaster, and the Jiffy Lube Live box office. Those tickets are courtesy of Live Nation.
All right, we'll clear the phones, and caller 10 will get the third pair of tickets, which we're giving away for Dave Matthews Band. Go see him, Jiffy Lube Live. Thank you very much to Live Nation. And again, more details at thefandc.com/contest. All right, Jason Bishop is on the clock. We are having our Open Championship Golf Draft.
Golf.
Next, here on The Jump.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We're live on NBC Sports Washington. Remember, you can take The Fan with you anywhere you want, anytime with the radio.com app. Download it today and listen to us.
Yes, Richie.
Who on radio.com.
Is this Toto?
Toto, Ricky.
Toto is silly.
You knew that.
I know, I've kind of forgot. I thought Toto, but I wasn't 100% sure. Toto's silly. You know my Toto song. Whenever I get on the Dukes, he always plays that Hold the line.
It's your go-to.
That's my number one.
Yes.
Well, Africa's their number one.
I don't know. I Hold the Line. This one's silly.
Hey, reminder.
Smash hit.
Are they dead or are they still alive?
I'm going to guess they're still together and probably still touring.
Nostalgia tour or whatever?
Sure. Why not? What else are you going to do? What else is Toto going to do? Right.
Reminder, we're going to be hitting Richmond in less than 2 weeks for Redskins training camp. We're doing two shows, Tuesday morning, Wednesday morning from training camp. But we just announced earlier on the show that we are going to be part of the Fan and Friends at Atlas 42 in Short Pump on Tuesday evening, which is July 30th. You can get more details. We're putting up on our Facebook page, facebook.com/thejunks. On Twitter, we have links. Follow us at Junks Radio. But it is Tuesday evening with Wes McElroy. The Fan and Friends will be hanging out, having a good time at Atlas 42.
Richie.
All right, you're on the clock. First pick in the draft.
All right, hold on. So there's some rule changes.
Let's clarify the rules. This is very important.
All right, so the past three majors that we did, Masters U.S. Open or Masters PGA U.S. Open, we just took two players.
All right.
Right.
Okay. And the highest finisher of your two players, he was the highest finisher out of all of the players selected, won the pot. $10 a man.
So Cakes had Koepka, who finished second, and
so
won.
With the Masters, Donkey Kong over there, Drabby, had Tiger. He obviously won, so he won the pot. And then the last two was Koepka, and you had Koepka both times.
Right.
You won the pot.
Yes.
Okay.
Drabby was boo-hooing, and I kept getting the number one pick.
But now we're taking two players, one American and one international.
Yes.
We're doing the combined place of finish, so if your guys finish 8 and 10, you got 18 points.
Mm-hmm.
The lowest amount of points wins the pot.
Correct.
What if you get an MC, you're just out of it. Unless everybody has an MC.
Yeah, if you get an MC, you're cooked.
What is MC, like 75?
Or greater.
Yeah, probably be 75 to 80, somewhere in there.
Like you could actually put in their place, right? So you could actually still put it in. Because what if you get a first and a 90?
Like that's
one guy. I'm giving you the wrinkle.
I don't think a 91 is going to win it, but okay.
Lowest combined.
Right.
So, and by the way, these are
just whore you. In other words, you could pick the winner, but if your other guy misses the cut, you are
done. You need consistency.
You're going to need two guys to make the cut to win.
Yeah. I don't know if I like these rules. I can pick the winner.
We're all going to have sillies. There's only eight of us picking two players.
See, that's what Drab has a problem with. If
you
don't
have a problem with that little nugget?
If you don't like it, I'm ripping this up.
But here, he started the pool. He wants to run it.
I don't care.
Next year.
It's real close.
Next year, we're doing it different.
Hold on.
Next year.
Can we find out?
Next year, you run all four of them.
Nice.
Is there a way to do this format but tweak that part of the rule? If you get
like
the
winner. A winner bonus or a winner caveat.
If you get the winner, you should get like minus 100 points. So like you got the winner. Like you should win.
That's not how you do this pool.
So it's less about picking the winner. It's more about picking two guys that are going to finish well.
In our pool,
really?
In our pool that we do, the same rules. If you win the actual tournament, you do get a side pot. If you want to do that, we can do a separate side pot if you want.
I think we need a side pot.
So, Drab, you have a problem when the game shows we have to explain, but this is just a simple draft.
I can't believe that they're making such a fuss over $10.
Well, but it's not the $10, but we're competing here.
It's about it's about the best team.
Yeah, so I'm going to pick. I might have a different strategy, and then I might pick like John Rahm or somebody. You know, just pick somebody I think is going to finish fifth.
Okay.
And another guy, like, I'll pick Ricky Fowler. He ain't going to win.
Yeah, but he might give you a top 10.
Yeah, he might give me a top 10, though.
Yeah,
I know he ain't going to win, but you know, he'll probably make the cut. He always makes the cut.
Just pick the best players.
You just pick two guys.
I assume both guys you pick you think could win the British Open or win the Open Championship.
I suppose.
If we
Like Tiger. I'm sure. Pick Tiger. I think he might miss the cut.
Well, don't take him.
Yeah.
Why would you take him then?
I'm not.
Hand on face.
What are we complaining about? Find a good gif for that.
It's $10.
Right.
All right.
Hey, we got
to
hurry up.
Yeah, we're not going to be able to do it if
all right, go.
If you don't get to
look,
it.
I took Koepka like 20 minutes
Koepka
ago.
Koepka goes one.
All right, who's number
McElroy,
two?
McElroy, number two.
All right.
That's my Euro. So all now right. I got to find an American.
Who has the
McKinney.
Third pick?
Put McKinney in there.
Doug
McKinney.
Who do you like, Doug?
He's going to pick Phil. Please pick Phil.
Donkey Kong. Who do you want?
Let's go with Kuchar.
He's going Cooch.
Come on, he never wins.
Anna,
it doesn't matter if you win. He's got to be top 10.
Anna from Naptown, what's up?
Oh, hold on. I got to put Anna on.
Thirsty Anna.
Anna.
Hi, boys.
Hi,
I got DJ.
DJ.
DJ from right. American.
DJ.
Stay on. Bickle.
Was that DJ or another letter in front of the J? Drab was asking.
Drab was
asking about that.
All right, I'm going to pick.
He's going to find a gif for it, too.
Justin Rose.
Rosie.
By the way, Anna, I heard
now
behind
I gotta
the
pick
scenes.
A poopy American.
Yes, you do.
Anna said that she wasn't upset with the GIF, the suggestive GIF that Drab put out there.
We're never going to finish this.
But had Cakes put it out there, she would have been upset.
Oh, really?
No, I didn't say that. I just said you have to consider the context that it's Drab. It's a very Drabby thing to do, but I would have been very worried if it was on anybody else.
Okay. So good. She got your sense of humor.
That's a compliment.
I didn't think she would get your sense of humor.
She gets me.
Yes.
Yeah.
I get it.
I figured.
When's the next one?
All right, who's up next?
Yeah, who will I perform in the pool?
Send another one.
All right, who's up next?
Cakes.
Cakes.
Your boy Flakes is picking here.
Come on, Cakey.
That's a stall. It's a stall question.
Oh, I'm up. I'm gonna go. With,
how do we play this again?
I'm gonna go.
Come on, Cake.
I hate his name, but I love his game.
Xander.
All right.
Oh, he does finish top two in every major.
That's my guy.
I don't even. He's American.
Yes, he's American.
All right.
Drabby Dum Dum.
I'll take Rahm.
Take it, Rom.
You love Rom.
You do love Rom.
Valdez,
in all shapes
Valdez
and forms.
Gets two selections. American, international.
I'm going to do Henrik and Cantlay.
All right. And Stenson.
Look at that. Right. Yeah, both picks ready to go.
Trav, you need an American.
All right. Who'd you pick? Stenson, you said?
Stenson, yes. And Cantlay.
I right. guess I'll take, is Justin Thomas?
You got him.
American?
Nice. He's definitely American.
Is he American?
I just made sure.
All right,
that's you have a more American-sounding name.
Pretty big
Justin
golf
Justin Thomas. Is just nobody touching Tiger.
Cakes.
I wouldn't touch it. You're going to miss the cut.
You needed a Euro or an international.
My international
doesn't
will,
have to be European.
It's going to be Adam Scott.
Okay. All right, Bickle, you got Rosie. You need an American.
I'm taking,
a dirty American.
I'm taking... I got to take Ricky Fowler.
You don't have to.
Yeah, he's going to finish the top 10. He'll just disappoint everybody.
Ricky. Ricky.
Okay.
Ricky.
Anna.
I think I'm going to win.
Give me Molinari for the repeat.
Molinari.
Okay. All right. That means McKinney is up. McKinney.
Dougie. Dougie Fresh.
Hair Fleetwood.
Yeah, I like Fleetwood.
Love that dreamy hair.
He does have dreamy hair. That is true.
All right, JP, you need an American.
I'll take Tiger Woods.
You're going to miss the cut. You're going to be better. You're a Dunsky.
He practices less than me.
He's the only guy who practices less than me.
All right, so that,
good thing.
That, leaves the, that leaves the old Pappy. Pappy will finish out the draft with Hideki.
You love Hideki. From the land of the rising sun.
Did nobody take one lengther?
Nobody
no one took Bryson.
Yeah. Yeah, no
I'm
one
just
took
looking
it.
At the top. The world golf rankings, he's number six.
You know who else people slept on?
That means nothing.
Leishman, who Elkington was hyping up yesterday.
Right. Yeah, he'll probably be in the mix.
We're going to have a third round wild card
boys.
Round.
Yes, no, Anna.
Anna.
Boys, you know, I wanted to weigh in. So yesterday you were talking about who was like the cool guys on tour and who was probably a jerk.
Yeah.
So I nannied from 96 to about 2006. So just some time, you know, context. So the weirdest by far was Phil. Like, you guys nailed it. He would do some really strange stuff. Super fun was Freddie.
Of course.
Hilarious. Always fun. Remembered everybody's
ladies
name
man
around
too.
Him.
Yeah.
Yeah, super cool. And then the scariest was Greg Norman.
The
he
shark?
Terrified me. He was so mean. Yeah, he was mean to everybody around, like in the parking lot, at check-in.
He wasn't mean to the junks about a year ago.
Not when I got that Cobra driver in the mail. Fill it.
Yeah. It was nice.
All right, so real quick, I should probably establish
Thank you,
this.
Anna.
If there is a tie, I'm just going to establish this now. If there is a tie, the tiebreaker goes to the highest finisher of the four golfers.
You're very mean.
All right, no more rule changes. Like, this is
someone just asked, what if there's a tie?
That's not a change. It's a clarification.
Yeah.
I freaking love my team.
Who do you have?
Justin Rose and Ricky Fowler. Two top fiver type guys. I don't think – I mean, Justin could win. Ricky, no chance, but –
You want to side bet my guys will finish better?
Who are your guys?
Cantlay and Henrik.
Do it.
I mean,
$5 side
sure,
bet.
Sure, $5.
All right, silly.
Yeah. Put it in there.
Yeah, sure.
So, Jason, are you waking up at 1:25 to watch the coverage at
1:30? I know I've done that in the past, but I can't do that
yeah,
this
you
time.
Can't.
I'm not
sorry.
For that poopy
Need
coverage.
Need your rest.
I just can't do
We're
it.
We're going to get plenty at 4:30, 5 o'clock, you know, when
yeah,
we're
we'll
up.
You'll
be
five.
All salty when you see raindrops on the camera.
Oh.
Yeah. And then they have to.
So far away.
What time does Tigger tee it up tomorrow?
Actually, looks pretty green.
10:10.
Looks pretty solid.
10:10 our time?
Yes.
Okay.
By the way, he's going to hit the wind right at its worst.
Yeah.
Right when he tees off tomorrow.
I mean,
JP took him.
He can handle it better than anybody in the world when he's on his game with his irons.
I'm sure he's never dealt with the wind as a golfer.
Yeah, I mean,
there you go.
The guy's a genius.
There you go.
Tiger Woods, you're going to have to deal with the wind.
Oh, no.
All right, we got to get out of here. Grant and Danny, they're coming up next right here on the Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.